Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 19, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Travel booking platform OMIO raises US$100 million MLN. Payless relaunches in North America. Afterpay partners with several retailers and offers shoppers a flexible way to pay. JetBlue provides consumers with an installment payment option. OpenPay announces the Hut Group partnership enabling UK customers to pay smarter. SMBs and consumers in UAE have adopted new behaviors amid COVID-19. Now let's get started. Travel booking platform OMIO raises US$100 million MLN. OMIO has secured US$100 million in investments from existing and new investors including Temasek, Kinnevik, Goldman Sachs Asset Management LP, NEA, and Kleiner Perkins. The funding will allow OMIO to pursue its vision of unifying global transport with end-to-end consumer experiences. The investments will be directed at fueling continued organic growth and M&A activities, with the aim of strengthening the company's product and service offering. All transport options, including rail, bus, flights, ferries, rental cars, and car sharing, diversified across 37 countries in Europe and North America under the OMIO brand, combined with global reach through the planning engine Rome to Rio, which offers search and discovery of transport to and from more than 10 million locations worldwide. OMIO has experienced a stronger bounce back in travel bookings than expected, driven by a clear change in consumer behavior towards more ground transportation, combined with an accelerating shift towards app usage as consumers prefer to avoid kiosks and long queues. OMIO supported this shift by continuing to expand its services, through the launch of its Open Travel Index (OTI) to help travelers understand where they can travel to within Europe and North America. Payless relaunches in North America. Footwear retailer Payless has announced its relaunch into the North American market, unveiling an e-commerce platform and new brick-and-mortar retail concept stores. According to the press release, thanks to the relaunch, U.S.-based consumers can shop, through the new e-commerce platform, products from brands such as Airwalk, American Eagle, K-Swiss, Kendall Plus Kylie, Aerosoles, and others. Besides, Payless is rolling out a variety of community partnerships throughout the year. As part of the omni-channel rollout, the company's goal is to open 300 to 500 freestanding stores across North America over the next 5 years, beginning with the launch of the first prototype store in Miami, Florida, the new home and headquarters for the brand. The new store locations will be in addition to the brand's existing 700 international stores, 298 franchise and 412 Latin and Central America locations. Furthermore, the retailer plans to improve the overall customer experience with engaging in-store touchpoints, with on-site digital components, including smart mirrors, touchscreen wall panels, and an augmented reality foot comparison chart. Afterpay partners with several retailers and offers shoppers a flexible way to pay. By now, pay later payments company Afterpay has partnered with several beauty, fitness, and casual fashion retailers, while offering shoppers a flexible way to pay. According to the press release, the collaboration includes retailers such as Charlotte Tilbury, Fenty Skin, Fila, Huda Beauty, and Puma. Additionally, Afterpay will be celebrating its US-based customers with its biannual Afterpay Day, curating deals and promotions from fashion, beauty, and lifestyle retailers and brands. Therefore, consumers can visit afterpay.com to access promotions and discounts from thousands of participating merchants such as Shine, Tarte Cosmetics, Bare Minerals, Sunday Supply, Madewell, APL, Ulta Beauty, Herschel Supply, Ba & Shish, ASOS, American Eagle, Steve Madden, Bandier, and more. Besides, in time for the sales, Afterpay is launching two new features designed to give customers flexibility, thus offering them improved visibility into their estimated spend limits, and the option to reschedule payments. Overall, more than 5 million U.S.-based customers are currently using Afterpay at more than 15,000 retailers, with availability in Australia, New Zealand, the U.S. and the U.K. where it is called Clearpay. JetBlue provides consumers with an installment payment option. JetBlue Airways has partnered with Marcus by Goldman Sachs to offer consumers a way to finance flights and vacation packages through installments. According to Travel Pulse, Marcus Pay is a no-deposit, no-fee, fixed-rate POS installment loan option, provided by Goldman Sachs that enables customers to pay for larger purchases over time. JetBlue launched Marcus Pay in early 2020 exclusively for customers who are booking JetBlue vacations packages. To benefit from the offering, consumers have to apply for a Marcus Pay loan through an application process at JetBlue.com or JetBlueVacations.com. Once they book their trip, consumers are protected against rising, fluctuating prices. Furthermore, Marcus Pay can be used for trips from US$750 to US$10,000 and customers can see their loan options within minutes, knowing how much they'll pay and for how long, with no fees, no upfront deposit required, and a fixed interest rate. Besides, the first payment is not due until at least 1 month after the trip is booked. OpenPay announces the Hut Group partnership enabling UK customers to pay smarter. UK-based interest-free payment solution OpenPay has announced signing the Hut Group, THG, a global e-commerce technology group and brand owner. According to the press release, the partnership offers THG UK-based customers payment options, while integrating OpenPay with THG Ingenuity, the company's proprietary end-to-end e-commerce platform. The platform provides access to retail brands, including Nestle, Procter & Gamble, PZ Cussons Beauty, Johnson & Johnson, and Nintendo. Furthermore, through the partnership, thousands of THG's customers will benefit from OpenPay's flexible interest-free payment plans. Therefore, UK-based customers can select plan lengths of between 1 and 6 months, allowing them to spread the cost of their purchase to suit their needs whilst paying no interest. Besides, customers are required to make an initial down payment at the point of purchase, encouraging responsible spending and minimizing returns. Overall, OpenPay launched in the UK in early 2019, and announced plans of expanding its retail partnerships in the coming months of 2020. SMBs and consumers in UAE have adopted new behaviors amid COVID-19. Visa has published its Global Back to Business study assessing the dramatic shift to digital commerce in response to the pandemic, driven largely by changing consumer expectations. According to the press release, as SMBs continue to endure the financial impact of COVID-19, one thing is clear: rethinking the checkout or point-of-sale POS experience is essential for survival. Therefore, some key findings regarding changes in consumer behavior include: new normal means new habits. According to the study, 90% of UAE-based consumers have changed how they pay for purchases due to COVID-19, including shopping online when possible, 59%, using contactless payments, 52%, and not using cash as much, 40%. Safety means touchless. Contactless payments have become a driving differentiator, as 90% of UAE-based consumers would switch to buying from a store that installed contactless payment systems. In fact, almost 72% wouldn't shop at a store that only offers payment methods that require contact with a cashier or other shared devices. SMB optimism versus consumer realities. Despite the unpredictable nature of the pandemic, nearly 94% SMBs in the UAE are beginning to feel optimistic about the future of their business, but estimate it will be about 6 months before their businesses are back to full operation. On the other side, regarding how SMBs are facing these challenges, Visa unveiled the following insights. Pivoting to a digital-first mindset, SMBs in the UAE have shown willingness to evolve in the face of change. In fact, 94% of SMBs in the UAE, compared to 67% globally, have pivoted to keep their businesses on track since the outbreak, while 44% have allowed contactless payments for the first time since the start of COVID-19. Additionally, 59% reported that their business has accepted less or stopped accepting cash during the pandemic. Long-term outlook and top concerns. Despite their willingness to adapt to new trends, 92% of merchants in the UAE still have concerns about shifting their business online or increasing online presence, highlighting the need for additional support to help SMBs transition to digital. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.